KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today and a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Creston Police Department reports there were three arrests yesterday. 31-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman of Creston was arrested at his home Monday morning on three Union County warrants for two counts of criminal mischief in the fifth degree and burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle related. His bond was set at $2,600 altogether. 40-year-old Sherry Jo Waters of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of escape from custody, and she was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 39-year-old Jennifer Beard of Creston was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and cited for trespass. Beard was released from custody on a $300 bond. Creston police said also a man residing in the 200 block of South Sumner Street reported Monday that sometime between 5:30 and 10:30 a.m. that day, someone took tools, a tool case, and copper drill bits from his garage. The loss was estimated at $100. Well, five persons interested in becoming members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education appeared during a forum Monday night at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. Three seats are up for election on November 5th. One of the candidates was an incumbent, Jenny Williams, who has served for the past 4 years. The others included Mark C. Fagan, a combat veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps and owner of the Fireside Lounge, Nicholas Hunt, a businessman and farmer who has served on several committees, Laura McLean, who has kids in the district and has a master's degree in nonprofit administration, and Benjamin Winford, who has lived in the area for about 5 years after moving with his family from Denver, Colorado, and has worked for the district under Russell Peck. Questions the candidates were asked included their opinions on the direction the district is heading, how do we stem the loss of teachers, and what do they see as the main problem with communications from the administration on down. Nicholas Hunt said the school culture needs to be improved.
But the school board is the leader. They're the ones that set the tone at the top. So it's up to the school board to initiate this change in culture, change, and it begins with building trust and doing a better job of communicating. So.
And Benjamin Winford said he too is concerned about at times lack of communication from the top on down.
The communication at times has been lacking between those involved from the top down, making sure that things are communicated well in advance instead of last minute. And that was a frustration I had in working here. Sometimes things weren't communicated with enough time. I think that some questions need to be asked instead of just rubber stamping everything. Thoroughly do our due diligence to make sure that we're coming up with the best possible solution for the problem.
And incumbent Jenny Williams mentioned some successes included a pilot program that started 5 years ago at Washington Elementary and has caught the eye of the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. because of its success.
The negative, I would agree with both Nick and Ben. I think my experience on the board is that there is a disconnect. I have some ideas why, and I don't really want to get into it, but I think that people are kind of afraid to talk. I felt like when I was running for the board and I got on the board, I had so many people commenting to me, and this is what needs done, and this is what happened. And then we went through negotiations, and all of a sudden, communication stopped.
She suggested having the board meetings be videotaped so the public can see what's going on. Mark Fagan says there is a lack of communication between the teachers and administration.
I would like to appoint one teacher from every school to be a representative of the school board, to be an advisor. I also would like to have someone from the senior class and junior class to be an advisor for the school board. We have to listen to our teachers. They are the ones that are in the trenches with our kids. That's why we're here. School boards, superintendent, come and go. The teachers and the kids are always here.
Laurel McLean said the district has many positive things going for it, like the aviation program and other new initiatives.
I do think that teacher turnover and attracting and retaining the best teachers has been a problem for us. We're a smaller community, so that's going to happen. It's going to make it more challenging, but I think that if we build a great school system, and by addressing some of the concerns like communication, addressing concerns about how compensation plan structured, But also just building a place where teachers really enjoy teaching. Teachers want to teach. They want to engage with kids.
All but one of the candidates had children or grandchildren in the district, and all but one owns property in the district. Each of the candidates favored regular pay increases for teachers based on the cost of living adjustment, or COLA, but within the district's budget as it relates to enrollment numbers and other factors such as early retirement savings and so on. And as far as what they would favor seeing off limits if it should come to budget cuts, they said the STEM courses, science, technology, engineering, and math, should not be touched. Well, Winford also would prefer not to have the arts and music programs touched as well, if possible. The forum was sponsored by a local media outlet. In Iowa, Eastern Iowa School District has secured federal grant funding to monitor students' social media accounts for possible warning signs that students might harm themselves or their peers. The Iowa City Community School District received the grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. A portion of the $187,000 grant is earmarked to contract with a company that will scan social media posts. It's part of a district-wide push to improve safety across that school district. School officials have not yet determined what all the monitoring will entail. They note that the district already has the right to look at emails and Google Drive accounts of students who are using district technology. Well, flooding along the Missouri River has stretched on for 7 months in some places and could endure through the winter, and that could leave some upper Midwest farmland and possibly some homes encased in ice. The icy flooding is possible due to a still high Missouri River, saturated ground, broken levees, and a forecast for wetter than normal winter. It's possible some flooding could continue into next spring. In places along the lower Missouri River where levees broke in the spring, large areas, mostly farmland, remains underwater. Fixing the broken levees will take several years. Tom Bullock says there's no end in sight to flooding in northwestern Missouri, where he's the Holt County Emergency Management Director. Roughly 30,000 acres remain underwater in Holt County, and some of that floodwater is likely to freeze in place. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health says the number of lung illnesses linked to vaping is now up to 43, with 20 new cases reported within the past month. Department Medical Director Caitlin Pedotti said the exact cause of the illnesses is still unclear.
We have not yet identified one single cause to explain all of these illnesses, which is why we continue to want the public to be aware of them and why we continue to ask our healthcare providers to report to us when they're seeing cases like this.
Dr. Pedotti said there may not be one single cause.
Probably what we're detecting is probably a range of illnesses that are related to what can happen when people inhale or use a variety of products.
The majority of the cases have involved vaping products containing THC, the main psychoactive component of marijuana. There have been more than 16,000 illnesses and 34 deaths linked to vaping reported nationwide. No deaths have been reported in Iowa. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.